Humans create domestic breeds through selection. Various types of domesticated animals, including pigeon breeds like the English Carrier and the Brunner Pouter, are all descended from the wild rock pigeon. For example, the English Carrier is recognized for its notably long neck, while the Brunner Pouter is distinguished by its prominent, rounded breast. Despite these unique traits, every pigeon breed can be traced back to this single wild ancestor. Humans have been instrumental in shaping these variations, engaging in selective breeding of animals since the late Pleistocene era. Over millennia, we've refined these breeding techniques. For instance, the renowned pigeon breeder Sir John Sebright, who died in 1846, claimed he could produce pigeons with any desired color or pattern in just 3 years. This transformation occurs through a method called selection. How it operates. Selective breeding and unintended consequences. Each dog breed has particular features known as variations. For example, pugs are recognized for their distinctively short and wrinkled muzzles. To create a breed with such features, a breeder might start by selecting dogs from a group of mixed breeds, focusing on those with the shortest noses for breeding. Because puppies inherit characteristics from their parents, the resulting litter would, on average, display shorter noses than the initial group. The breeder would then continue to choose the dogs with the shortest muzzles from each generation to breed further. Repeating this process over many generations, with each new litter having progressively shorter muzzles, would eventually lead to a breed like the pug. Interestingly, much of this selective breeding takes place without deliberate intention. Some of the most striking results of breeding can even happen by accident. Consider a pigeon breeder focused on selecting birds with larger tails. As these tails increase in size, changes in bone structure may occur without the breeder's awareness. Over centuries, this process led to the development of the fantail pigeon, a bird with a tail structure reminiscent of a peacock's. Nature selects survival traits, forming species over time. Nature may favor traits that improve an organism's chances of survival, eventually leading to distinct species over many generations. Imagine if nature, in a way similar to a breeder, could favor organisms with specific characteristics to ensure those traits are passed down. Through this process, nature could generate not only new varieties, but also completely new species. We might refer to this as natural selection. In this process, every species within the same genus, those with a close relationship, evolves from a shared ancestor. For instance, horses, zebras, and donkeys belonging to the genus Equus all trace their lineage back to a common ancestor over many generations. According to the theory of natural selection, it is nature that decides which species thrive or become extinct throughout this extensive process. Surviving in the wild is a challenging endeavor, and all living beings are engaged in a constant battle for survival. They compete for resources such as food and shelter, and they must protect themselves from predators and changing environmental factors. Consequently, many organisms perish before they have the opportunity to reproduce. Evolution through natural selection. What factors might determine whether an organism survives or dies? According to natural selection, it depends on their differences, which are crucial for survival. Imagine you're a bird competing with many others for earthworms and insects. If your beak is stronger than your siblings, you could uncover a new source of food. For instance, you could peck at tree bark to reach insects underneath. Your powerful beak provides you with an edge over your siblings. It helps you find enough food to survive while your siblings with softer beaks might not make it. This means you get to have babies and pass on the trait of having a strong beak. Among the baby birds you have, those with the strongest beaks are most likely to survive and have babies of their own. Each new generation of birds produces offspring with increasingly tougher beaks, potentially leading to species like the woodpecker. This process, known as descent with modification, suggests that over time, birds can develop exceptionally strong beaks through gradual changes from one generation to the next. Sexual selection and diversification enhance natural selection, Sexual selection and diversification play significant roles in natural selection. Nature tends to favor organisms with distinct advantages, which are then inherited, altered, and reinforced over time. In addition to this, there are other important aspects to consider regarding how new species arise. Sexual selection also contributes to variations within species. In addition to the struggle for survival, male animals often compete with one another to attract females of their kind. Females, in turn, select mates based on traits they find appealing. Over successive generations, these traits become established variations. For example, female turkeys may prefer to mate with male turkeys that have the most pronounced droopy skin on their necks. Adaptation and evolution of carnivorous quadrupeds. As time goes on, the skin on the necks of male turkeys gradually becomes looser, eventually forming what is known as a wattle. However, having a wattle alone does not ensure the turkey's survival. Adaptability is also essential. To increase their populations, animals must consistently discover new survival strategies, which involves diversification. Take, for instance, carnivorous four-legged creatures. Historically, there may have been just one type of carnivorous quadruped, which would reproduce and increase in numbers. Not all of the numerous offspring could inhabit the same area, so to continue surviving and reproducing, these carnivorous quadrupeds would need to expand into different regions and seek out new food sources. Some might venture into marshy areas to catch fish, while others would head into wooded regions to find both shelter and nourishment among the trees. Over time, new species uniquely suited to these various habitats would emerge. For instance, the quadrupeds inhabiting estuaries would evolve into what we recognize today as otters, whereas those living in trees would develop into contemporary sloths. Nevertheless, the emergence of new species introduces increased competition for resources. Natural competition maintains population balance. Natural selection operates by favoring traits that enhance a species' survival. Species unable to adapt face decline and eventual extinction. Nature balances populations because no group can expand indefinitely. Just consider a young plant. It can't develop in soil already crowded with other plants blocking sunlight and absorbing essential nutrients it needs to grow. If rabbits multiply rapidly, more food would be available for foxes, their predators. This would help foxes eat more, leading to more fox offspring. These new foxes would then eat more rabbits, keeping their numbers in check. Ecosystems are complex networks where plants, insects, larger animals, climate, disease, and many other factors determine survival. Even the smallest change can decide whether an organism lives or dies. To grasp these complexities and how species emerge and disappear, imagine the history of life as a vast tree. Each small branch represents a species. Every new branch competes with its neighbors to survive. Over time, species multiply, creating new branches, which in turn diversify into more species, and so on. If a branch survives long enough, it can grow into a larger branch, spawning new small branches that also compete for survival. Species that die out are like branches that stop growing. Through this process, only a few branches grow into large ones, from which today's new species emerge. Variation results from diverse processes. Nature shows a wide range of differences, like large beaks and webbed feet. Competition explains some changes. But where do the others come from? Living conditions can result in changes that are then affected by natural selection. For example, climatic conditions can cause variations. During the Ice Age, Africa was snowy and cold, and this affected the African mammoth. As the ice melted and it got warmer, the mammoth's dense fur became unwieldy and overheated. Having less fur turned out to be beneficial, and over time, through natural selection, the African mammoth evolved into the southern mammoth, which had less hair. Variation can also arise from the lack of use of body parts. For instance, the ancestor of today's ostrich, probably settled in places that were easier to defend by kicking rather than flying. Over time, natural selection favored ostriches with powerful legs but no need for wings, shaping them into the flightless birds we know today. Additionally, variation is further increased through reproduction. Biological similarities and evolutionary theories. All living things begin small. A tree originates from a seed, while animals begin their life cycles as embryos or larvae. In these initial stages, the organism is so tightly packed that alterations in one area influence other parts. This explains why armadillos, known for their unusual skin, also have peculiar teeth. It's a result of a scientific principle called the correlation of growth, where some characteristics always go together and never separate. Related species often show similar variations. Many horses have stripes on their legs that resemble those of zebras, while others display stripes on their shoulders similar to those of donkeys. This similarity can be attributed to descent with modification. This theory suggests that horses, zebras, and donkeys share a common ancestor that resembles a fully striped combination of all three. Some horses still inherit stripes from earlier generations, while zebras consistently display them. A creationist perspective finds it challenging to account for these similarities. If every species was created exactly as they are today, why do horses, donkeys, and zebras share similar stripe patterns? Theory of descent defended against critics. Many objections have been raised against the theory of descent with modification, but they're easily dismissed. Some argue that the absence of every transitional species undermines Darwin's theory. According to this theory, countless transitional species have existed, leading to today's species. Yet, these transitional forms aren't seen today. Why is that? Natural selection is a slow process that only results in a few distinct species visible at any time and place. Moreover, transitional species become extinct as newer, better adapted species arise. We can only observe a small fraction of all species that have existed. Take the woodpecker, for example. We may observe a bird in its natural habitat, but we can't see all of its ancestors simultaneously. The lack of transitional species does not refute the idea of natural selection. In fact, over time, natural selection could lead to complex adaptations. Take the eye, for example. Even among crustaceans, there is significant variation. Some individuals have two corneas, while others have only one. These variations accumulate to create remarkably complex organs, such as the human eye. It is possible that through natural selection, an ancient landlocked four-legged animal evolved into what we recognize today as a bat. To understand this transformation, one can look at the similarities between contemporary squirrels and the modern flying lemur, which has large wing-like membranes under its arms, and then examine how this creature relates to bats. Additionally, natural selection can clarify the development of features that appear to have lost their purpose. For instance, why would nature create something seemingly as trivial as a giraffe's tail, which primarily serves to swat away flies? One explanation is that the giraffe's ancestors inhabited regions where flies carried dangerous diseases. For these ancestors, having a tail to fend off insects might have been vital for survival. The current giraffe has inherited this tail, although it is no longer necessary for survival. Explain natural selection and instincts. Descent with modification explains how different species emerge and shows how natural selection changes instincts over time. For instance, honeybees naturally construct flawless geometric cells within their hives, while birds instinctively make strong nests. These instincts evolve like physical traits. Birds that build strong nests help their offspring survive better. Each generation's best nest builders have a higher chance of survival and reproduction, leading to the development of strong nest-building instincts in birds over time. Natural selection also explains why different species can't usually reproduce with each other. Variations in reproductive systems prevent successful crossbreeding, so you can't mate a dog with a cat to create a new species. When two different species do cross, they frequently generate non-reproductive young, like mules, which are rarely able to reproduce since they are a cross between horses and donkeys. Natural selection and sterility. In our theory, natural selection doesn't directly cause sterility. Instead, sterility is a side effect of selecting for other traits. For example, dogs and cats come from common ancestors that could mate with each other. Over time, they evolved differently, and their reproductive systems underwent such significant changes that they were no longer able to mate with each other. This idea of descent with modification can explain why sterility occurs. Creationists, however, believe that God created sterility to keep species separate. In reality, sterility varies a lot. For instance, horses and donkeys can produce infertile mules. But some species, like certain plants in the Dianthus genus, including carnations, can crossbreed and even have fertile offspring, despite some difficulties. Despite missing fossils, the ones we have show species evolve. According to the theory of descent with modification, numerous transitional species preceded the ones known today. However, our fossil record is incomplete, with many rock formations still unexplored for evidence of earlier species. Many animals can't be preserved as fossils because only those with bones or shells, covered by thick underwater sediment, can endure. This limits the fossil record, resembling a sparse book with only a few readable sentences. Despite gaps in the story, it still offers insights into the past. Paleontology aims to piece together this story, with evidence firmly endorsing the concept of change over time in evolutionary descent. We can observe gradual transitions between species, influenced by the slow process of natural selection, although some species change faster than others. For instance, land-dwelling species evolve more quickly than marine species, likely due to the more dynamic environment they inhabit. Land animals face constant challenges like seasons, droughts, rains, wildfires, and ice ages, prompting rapid adaptations. Once a species goes extinct, it's gone forever, as its ancestral form has long vanished from existence, as shown in the fossil record. Thus, once a species like the dodo bird goes extinct, there's no animal left from which it could evolve again. The dodo bird serves as an example because its ancestor no longer exists, leaving no basis for its return or variation. Natural selection shapes species' geographic distribution. Different regions of the world host entirely different types of species. How can we account for these differences? Species distribution globally follows three main rules. First, places with identical living conditions may not have the same species. For instance, parts of South America and Australia, though similar, host different species like the emu, found only in Australia. Second, areas separated by migration barriers show distinct species. Africa and Australia, separated by an ocean, host vastly different life forms. Third, Central and South America, connected by land, share more similar species. These findings support descent with modification. Species on the same continent, like South America's agouti and vizcacha, resemble European rabbits and hares, but have unique adaptations to their environment, showing how migration and adaptation are interconnected. Over time, species spread and diversify, continuously moving to new areas. This process continues until obstacles like oceans prevent further migration. For instance, the Australian emu expanded across the continent but couldn't cross oceans due to its inability to fly. Birds that can fly master migration, aiding other species to spread across regions. Certain clams hitch rides on ducks' feet, dropping off after being carried. Water plant seeds stick to birds' mud-traveled feet, spreading unintentionally. Similarity in class due to modified descent. Scientists classify organisms based on shared features. Animals with mammary glands fall into the mammalia class and are called mammals. Mammals that have incisors that continually grow in both their upper and lower jaws, like the common mouse, are classified under the order Rodentia and are referred to as rodents. Examining mammals within the same class uncovers notable resemblances. Bats, moles, and humans are all classified as mammals. Look at a human's hand, a mole's paw, and a bat's wing. They share the same bones and similar arrangements. While these resemblances may appear surprising, the concept of descent with modification can clarify them. According to this theory, mammals share a common ancestor. This ancestor likely had an earlier version of the hand structure all these mammals now have. As descendants of the first mammals began moving into new environments, nature was selected for adaptations beneficial to survival in each habitat. Over time, this process led to the human hand becoming optimized for grasping, the mole's hand for burrowing, and the bat's wing for flight. While natural selection readily explains these functional similarities, creationist perspectives struggle to do so. Creationism would imply that a designer chose to create groups of similar species without a clear practical reason, a much less convincing argument. Ultimately, when all evidence is considered, it aligns with the theory that the various species we observe today are not the result of a single moment of creation, but instead are the products of gradual evolution from earlier, simpler ancestors. Key points. 1. All domesticated animals, including different breeds, come from a single wild ancestor. 2. Selective breeding shapes animals over generations, sometimes even unintentionally. 3. Natural selection, like a breeder, favors traits that help animals survive and reproduce. 4. Sexual selection adds unique traits to species as animals compete to attract mates. 5. Over time, animals adapt to their environments, evolving into species suited to different habitats. 6. Fossil records, though incomplete, show evidence of species evolving through natural selection. 7. Species distribution varies by location due to migration, barriers, and adaptation to environments.